The floor jumped under our feet, and the air was suddenly dusty. The silence that followed was ended by a succession of concussive thuds. These rolled in over a span of perhaps a quarter of a minute, 20 of them in all. Leo announced,
"No cause for alarm. This is according to plan. What you're hearing are controlled demolition charges, taking down sections of the outer wall, creating enough apertures for us to get out of the consent quickly so we don't bunch up at the day gate. The evacuation is underway. Look at your badges."
I pulled mine out from under a fold of my bolt. It had come alive with a color map of my vicinity, just like the nav screen on a cartabla. My evacuation route was highlighted in purple. Superimposed over that was a cartoon rendering of a rucksack with a red flashing question mark. The Doynes took the momentous step of pushing their chairs back. They were looking at their badges, making remarks. Leo vaulted up onto the table and stamped his foot, very loud. They all looked up at him.
"Stop talking," he said.
"But,"
said Lodegear.
"Not a word. Act."
And Leo gave that command in a voice I'd never heard from him before, though I heard something like it in the streets of Masht. He had been training his voice as well as his body, learning Vale lore tricks of how to use it as a weapon. I sidestepped past a stream of Doynes who were headed the other way, shouldering their rucksacks. I entered the corridor where mine was waiting. I hoisted it to one shoulder and looked at my badge again. The rucksack cartoon had disappeared. I strode out to the kitchen. Triss and Leo were helping Jules Verne-Duran package what was left of his food into bags and baskets. I walked out the back of Avrishan's dowment and into the midst of a total evacuation of the ancient consent of Tredegar. Thousands of feet above, aircraft were landing on the tops of the Thousander's towers.